topic.
Steve, give me an intro song.
I was singing Christopher Cross earlier.
Do it again. Give me an intro song. Hey! It's the Hot Sauce Animal Radio Show. I'm your hostess with the mostest. I'm going to be that radio show guy from now on.
No.
The hostess with the mostest.
A hostess?
Hostess is a woman.
Check out my sweet tits.
Do you have like a little swirly thing of cream on top?
Yeah. I'm your host, Brian Fay. With me today in studio is Chris, PBR Jutris.
Cheer.
Steve. Woodbury.
Steve disappointed
Woodbury. And we got Lee.
Bringing you Trance, it's 1937 DJ level.
No. And also with us today, former Monday Night Mayhem co-host, fucking putting his mic down because this is the perfect time to take a drink of water. Luke the Missing Barney.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah. I gotta keep my voice fresh.
Yeah, fresh. You know?
Fresh.
So, tonight's topic of the show, we missed last week.
Our bad.
Well,
it was sort of me. I was sort of like at a point.
I didn't want to say it was entirely you, but it was entirely.
But like
you.
I was.
No, just... you know what? No, hold on. Bullshit. You can do a show with three hosts.
Yeah, I guess I'm important.
Steve holds the show together.
Steve is the glue to our bricks.
You don't hold glue. I mean, bricks together with glue.
Well,
you would use cement.
Well, cement. I mean, a glue is a type of cement.
Yeah,
so...
I was gonna say.
Like
mortar
cement.
Sorry, mortar. He's the mortar to our brick. Okay?
Thank you. That's much better.
Like grenades that launch.
So we didn't do a show last week, and
like I didn't even get a chance to explain myself. I was just
God.
Like, "Fuck you! You want me to be here, but you don't want me to talk."
Yeah, where were you?
So I was just a little bit exhausted, and I wanted to play my video game, and I didn't get a chance to. So I was just fucking. I was like, fuck it, I'm not coming in. It's like I called into the podcast.
we could have done it via Skype.
I was coughing on the text. I'm not feeling well, guys. I'm not going to
really,
make it.
I'm sick.
Yeah, well, you only get 1 hour of sick time a year, though, so you're fucked for the rest of the year. So, sorry.
Well, you already missed, like...
Luke,
yeah.
You missed...
What about... You're fired.
No, here's the best part about Luke. He's like, yeah, guys, I'll be there. And then you call him later, and he just forwards you to voicemail, doesn't respond to your IMs.
Haven't you noticed that's, like, my MO? Like, I either respond to you, or
yeah,
I go ghost.
But, Luke, that's not, like...
That's not a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't want to be that guy.
I didn't say it was cool. I mean, I'm not saying, like, I'm the coolest kid in the world. I'm just saying I'm that dick. I just... ignore people constantly. Like, it's like my job.
Which may make you like the least coolest person in the world.
Probably.
Why do you think everyone hates you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate
him, but...
Hate's a strong word.
Yeah, I don't know where you guys are going that far.
Jesus.
So when he burps in the mic, he doesn't get dirty looks from Chris.
Who?
Did you not hear? I wish I had the tech to play that back live.
Well, we don't broadcast live anyway, so...
No, we're not stopping... No. So tonight's topic...
Oh, we could. That's the point.
Oh, my God. Five hosts is a bad idea.
Yeah, because people really want to listen to this live.
Yeah. So tonight's topic, philosophy.
Yeah.
I was singing that song. Find out who does that song.
No. So... You've lived life.
Fuck you, asshole.
Here's my first philosophy question for Chris.
For me?
What's
Chris?
The coolest move you've ever done?
Coolest move. Define
just
a move.
Coolest move.
Like,
just dance moves? Like
any type of move ever?
Any move.
I have a good move, but I'll save it for later.
No, you go now, because I need to think.
It's your turn, Chris.
I need to think,
though. Can't pass.
You have to say your favorite
move. Best move.
Ouch.
This one time, here we go.
All right.
This one time, I was in my room. It was summer, and I was doing my girlfriend doggy style, and I was sweating balls, and
there was testicles
were sweating
out of coming out of his pores.
Right. And
so many testicles.
I had this bottle of water, like, on my nightstand. And so I'm just, like, going at it. Yeah. And without stopping, I just grab the bottle of water, take a drink, like I'm a marathon runner, and then put it back and just finish.
Did you even do, like, the marathon thing? Like, you're drinking the water, you, like, pour it on your face a little bit, like, pour it on her to cool her down a little bit.
I don't even drink it. I just splash it everywhere.
Yeah. I didn't even do that when I'm on the elliptical machine. I don't know if I was fucking. All right. Luke, coolest move you've ever
coolest
done.
Coolest move?
Move. Yeah.
Coolest move. Coolest move?
Doesn't have to be sex.
Chris is just, you know, that's the way his mind works. Does not have to be sex, though.
Coolest move, huh?
Yeah.
I like it when people don't know what to answer.
Steve, your move. Because you had one, apparently, already.
Well, my,
No, I got it.
I got it. Okay. I got it already.
He's got it.
I'm a quick thinker.
Well, I can't think, but everyone else can? What is that?
All right, coolest move. I was able to secure a job. You know this job, ad tech.
Yeah.
When I got hired at AdTech, when I got a call to, like, do the phone interview, I happened to be taking a shit. And I was playing Game Boy and taking a shit at the same time. So I managed to continue to play Pokemon, speak to my boss on the phone, do a phone interview while shitting. And it wasn't like, well, it was a little awkward because it was a little echoey, but I was able to get hired while pooping and not farting loud enough that, like, the boss could hear it.
You know, 9 times out of 10, when you're on the phone in the bathroom, the person on the other end knows you're in there.
Right, it's just echoey. But I mean, I was just hoping, like the guy would think, like, oh, apparently he's in, like, an echoey room of his house or something.
No other room in your house.
His house clearly has no paintings or anything on the walls.
I have empty walls and 20-foot ceilings.
He's clearly standing in his
He really needs room. This job so he can furnish his house.
Exactly. I just live in an empty barn with
hardwood
floors.
I don't know if it
would
be echoey if it was in a barn.
Yeah, I don't know.
Steve, coolest move.
All right, so this has nothing to do with philosophy, by the way. I know, but we're talking about things, and that's important.
philosophy is about living life, so what's the coolest
we're
move? Why it fits in.
I was at the movies one time.
Okay, well, this is getting sexy.
It's in the popcorn.
I go like this. I stretch. I did it with both arms. I'm only doing it with one arm because I have to hold the microphone. I did it with both arms.
Steve's real low in that.
And then I put my arm around the girl that I was with.
Oh, you did that one? Never heard that before.
That was the coolest.
But did it work? No, hold on. Did it work?
Yeah, then she started blowing me immediately.
What? No way.
Yep, and then she was like, and then jizz was everywhere, and it was hooray.
Like those party poppers, like for like birthdays and stuff. Just
it pop, literally
just
shoots,
goes, bang! shoots cum confetti all over the movie theater.
Yeah.
Confetti.
Coolest move you've ever done.
The coolest move I've been able to achieve would be the 360 method. That's the best I can do. Oh. That's the best.
What is that?
Skateboarding, doing a
snowboarding.
Oh.
How do you method skateboarding?
The same way you do in a goddamn
snowboard. Yeah, but it feels like you'd fucking fall off the board at some point.
No, you grab the board before you tweak it, dickhead.
Alright. fuck you.
Okay, so now that topic's
done. No. What's your coolest move, Brian?
You have a move, don't you?
Let me think.
Wait, hold on. I want to go back to Lee. I didn't know you were like some sort of trick snowboard.
I'm not even that good of a trick
snowboard. SXX over here.
No, I'm not fucking
SXX.
No. I said SSX.
I'm not. I'm more of a border cross guy, but, you know, I did kind of try to get into freestyle.
Too. I went from. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
I went into Canada once.
Oh yeah,
just where? Once.
You just went in and then came right back out.
Yeah, I was like Captain Bordercross. Sorry, bad joke.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
So Canada.
No, that was the joke.
That was the joke. Border cross.
Get it? I had to interrupt because I didn't want to get too far away from him saying it.
I didn't even get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got it. But
see, I didn't get it right away. So I was like, "You went to Canada." I'm like, "Oh, what mountain did you go to?"
No, I didn't go skiing.
Yes, I know.
Or snowboarding or whatever. Thanks, Brian. I love your laughter.
Anyway.
That was actually a pretty good joke. My coolest move? 360 no scope.
No, it's something real.
That's not real. That...
One time I did a Hadouken in real life.
One time I did a backflip on a scooter.
Go on.
It. No, before I was a pro skater buffet.
You were pro scooter?
I was pro scooter buffet. No, I shit you not.
Like a razor scooter?
Yeah. Like I used to ride them at skate parks and shit. No joke, I did a backflip on one. And that's when I was like, you know what? Okay, time to get a skateboard and do a real extreme sport.
How old were you?
I think I was 12 when I started a scooter.
A backflip on a scooter.
Yeah, I was 13 at the time.
No, that sounds almost impossible.
It's very doable. It's very easy, actually.
Were you on a half pipe?
No, I was on a launch ramp. Quarter pipe? Launch ramp.
Third pipe?
Yes.
It's like a slightly...
It's a curved launch ramp. I was on a lunch ramp earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you lay down at the bottom and they just roll food at you and you catch it with your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm just Captain Lame Jokes. The whole reason why we started talking about WASP at the end of last time, so I don't want to say last week, because it was the last week. I don't want to lie to the audience.
No, you can say last week because we uploaded the show a week ago.
Oh, okay. Your phone is ringing. Please answer it on the air.
So he takes out the battery.
You know, actually, now that I think about it, speaking of phone calls, this isn't Luke's first appearance on the show.
Oh.
Because the first show, he called, and then it was lackluster.
Oh, yeah, because weren't you guys doing the show?
Yeah.
And I called and was like, I'm not going to be there.
Some subpar radio
content. Hey, you know what would be better than you just dodging? Picking up your phone and be like, I'm not going to make it today. That would be way better.
Well, yeah, but that's what, like, normal people do. That's, like, the polite and, you know.
So why
do you... Why are you not good guy Greg?
Why do you want to be a dick to your friends?
Yeah, people.
I don't discriminate. I'm not just a dick to my friends. I'm a dick to the whole world.
Be a dick to the rest of the world, and then be sort of okay to your friends.
Is that how that's supposed to work?
That's how Steve does it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. No one friggin' tells me that. I didn't get the memo. I thought I was.
If you want, just take all of your like dickish qualities out on Drew.
Oh, actually, I could definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
All right, cool.
I'm okay with that.
All right, good. So whenever you want to be a dick, just say, "Hey, Drew."
Okay.
Ah, balls!
Flash to the dick.
I wasn't even close to your dick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I have a hip dick, so.
And now you're just lying on the show.
Everyone knows about the hip dick.
Oh yeah, the hip dick.
True. So
yeah, everything I say is a lie on this show. So
especially what is that? What is in there?
Scotch. I don't know.
It's scotch.
Is it
scotch?
Are you drinking it?
Well, yeah, I was. To check the viscosity of it first. Yeah.
What, in case it's battery acid?
In case it's like Jello. I don't.
How would you get Jello into a flask?
It starts off like a liquid.
Yeah, but if it's been sitting out and it's warm, it's going to
No, pour the powder in, and then you just make the Jello inside the flask.
I realize that.
You make the Jello, and then you pour the liquid into the flask before it
Okay, turns well,
Jell-O.
Either way, that's how you get it in.
Yeah, but then if it's room temperature, it's going to be liquid again.
No, it's not.
What?
Nope. No, that's why you have to boil Jello.
I've never had to boil Jello.
Well, no, that's like when you make Jello, you boil the water.
Okay.
I don't think I've made Jello once in my life.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, my mom used to make it for me. All I knew was that there would be a bowl in the friggin' fridge. And
you guys are the worst
alcoholics
ever.
I kept dipping my finger in it.
You never made Jello shots? Jesus.
Well, no, I've had Jello shots. I don't make them, though.
Yeah,
somebody else does.
You always make, like, the girl that's coming to the party. You're just like, hey.
Yeah, there's always that one girl.
Yeah, I'll make Jello shots.
Or my sister.
Yeah, it is.
And your sister just fucks them up so bad.
How did she fuck them up?
What was it? Was it for Whitney's birthday?
They were fine. I don't know.
No. She made like she made the champagne ones.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
She tried to, and they literally like she just threw them all out because it was just a hot mess.
Oh.
And then she had me get like that vegan.
Yeah. I remember that.
Mix, and like that shit just didn't work either.
Yeah,
I guess.
You know why it doesn't work? Because it's not made with fucking tendons
or
from
horses.
It's not made out of horses, kids.
Yeah, I mean that's why it doesn't work.
Gelatin is made out of horse tendons.
What do you think? Fuck. Do you think human tendon would be any better?
It would be just the same, probably.
Oh, I can't wait to have Soylent Green someday.
Some Soylent Jello.
Yeah. Would it be more expensive?
Probably. No, probably. There's a lot more humans than there are.
Oh my god, think about... You know all those like starving kids in Africa? Feed them starving kids from Africa.
Yeah.
But you know, it's...
Population control and hunger problem solved.
Like, yeah, but that, like, that's, you know...
And put up a giant wall so AIDS can't get out.
AIDS is here already.
Shit.
Good point.
Sorry, fella.
Let's treat it like Escape from New York. Just, like, turn Africa into the place you just dump the people with AIDS, and then they'll just be stuck there forever.
Is that what happened in Escape from New York?
No.
Yeah, they dumped AIDS people.
Dumped AIDS people. Except it wasn't AIDS, it was just criminals.
It was a bunch of AIDS criminals, but they were really weak, and they couldn't fight or anything.
They were just getting sick all the time.
If I could get out of this bed, I'd punch you so hard.
Dude, we gotta go shank this guy.
Not today, man.
Sorry, I have crazy, terrible sores all over me.
Tell him to come in here, I'll just cough on him. Maybe he'll get AIDS.
I'll spit in his eyes. You can spit in their eyes, though. Yeah. That'll do it.
Well, what if you're wearing glasses?
Yeah, glasses. That's why I always wear safe glasses at all times. Like right now.
Well, funny story about AIDS and eyes and spit.
It's not funny.
That's hilarious.
No, I actually know the story. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, friggin', when I was supposed to do my my ride time with Patriot Ambulance during my EMT class.
Ooh. Which you passed, and Luke is now a certified EMT.
I am not a certified EMT.
Fuck, what are you then?
I still have one more test to take, the written portion.
Is that the one where you suck dicks?
Yes.
Is that the quote-unquote written
oral
portion?
Exam.
You have to write on the exam with the jizz from the dick?
No, yeah, you use your own jizz.
Oh, okay.
You gotta milk
that
enough
makes
dick
sense.
To get
right.
enough jizz.
That's why I'm happy I have an incredibly skinny penis. It's just like a pencil. But anyways, back to my.
Wait, no. How does that affect the amount of jizz you make?
Well, no, it's just easier to white with.
No, don't even. Don't elaborate. Just go on with your story.
Anyways, back to AIDS. I was supposed to do ride time, and they couldn't let me do it because the most senior EMTs that normally, like, do the ride-alongs, were both on, like, mandatory leave from work, because while treating a homeless patient on the side of the street who was drunk, the drunk guy decided to spit in both their eyes and their mouth and everything, and then, yeah, I don't know why either, but then he refused to take an AIDS test when he got to the hospital, like a blood test. So the two EMTs had to go on, like, those antiviral pills that, like, it's like, here, take these for a month, and let's pray you don't get AIDS.
How do you spit into someone's eyes and mouth?
It was like a shotgun blast of, like, AIDS loogie.
Spit here, yeah, AIDS loogies. Yeah. New from Cutco, AIDS loogies.
Cutco?
Transients. That's fucking great. I wish I was a homeless.
Yeah?
So I could spit AIDS.
That's your goal in life?
No.
To spit AIDS.
So for the thousands of listeners to this podcast, take Chris's advice and wear safety glasses.
At all times. Never open your mouth ever.
And just don't talk to homeless people.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I already live by that rule, but I feel bad, though. Like, when I go by a homeless person and I just, like, ignore their existence.
Yeah, because, like,
well,
you
should,
don't...
because they're subhuman.
Yeah.
Although, I will say, I have given homeless people money before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've told you the story about that guy, George.
Yeah,
the homeless
guy
who just hangs out at that, like, awkward intersection on that off-ramp off the Mass Pike. Yeah, he was just cool. I used to buy him coffees and shit. It was awesome. But then I also give money to the guys that are just honest. They're like, literally, I just need to get drunk. Like, I hate my life. If you could spare some change or something.
Well,
I'm like, dude, get yourself a 40.
I worked with a woman when I worked at a hospital in Central Processing. I worked with a woman who...
Oh, really? Women in the workplace already?
She,
what are you, Pee Wee Herman over here?
Yes, she gave a homeless man a sandwich once, and he got pissed off and, like, threw it at her and started yelling at her because he wanted, like, he was asking for money or whatever, and she bought him a sandwich, and he wanted money so he could go get drunk, but she bought him food instead, and then he got all pissed off. She's like, that's it, done, never hope helping a homeless guy again, fuck him.
Well, that was her damn fault. I mean, it's kind of inherent that if you're homeless, 90% of the change and money you beg for is going to go to... alter your mental status with either drugs or alcohol.
Drugs or alcohol.
There's like the chronic homeless that you guys are talking about. And then there's people that just like are down on their luck.
Yeah.
And those are the people that go to the shelters and then get shit stolen from them, and it sucks for them. And then they're trying to get better, but like these other guys are just like, I'm just going to drink and be...
Well, yeah, I mean, they're literally
homeless
crazy.
Homeless by choice versus homeless by circumstance.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're...
It's like people that live in the train tunnels in New York. Like, those people that have been living there for, like, 27 years. Like, that's their home.
27?
Yeah.
Exactly?
Yeah.
Where did you get that? 1985. This all of a sudden, they figured out we could live in tunnels. Like, yeah. Why don't we just do that? And, like, that was the year.
It's because I was watching a video recently, a documentary, and it was...
Or was it a rockumentary?
I'm not...
Rock!
This is Spinal Tap and Homeless.
The highly anticipated sequel.
I'm quitting the show.
Stonehenge.
Big bottom.
Yes. Oh my god, bro. Stop.
Stonehenge 2. It's
this
the tunnel.
This is the incident that caused you to quit the show, really? Wow.
This is life, Brian.
I was watching a thing and it said the woman had lived there for 27 years. That's all. Jesus!
It's okay, Brian. We're just ripping on you because that's the show.
I think you peaked a little bit. You might have to do some post-production editing of that.
You could say I'm peaking. I'm ravioli.
Yeah. That joke just keeps getting funnier.
Yeah, you know, it's so good!
All right,
Jesus Christ.
Brian going...
What's wrong?
What's wrong, buddy?
I'm mad at the internet.
What is the internet?
Better than me at tribes.
Still from the other night?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Dude, oh my god, last night I was getting so fucking pissed off.
Oh my god.
Why?
Just because he went slow.
I went slow. I couldn't go fast to save my life.
Fucking dumbass over here.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, okay.
No, we're done talking.
And when I was
awful.
Driving elsewhere. Because, like, the guy in front of me... Oh, my God! This is going to be bad stand-up here, but...
Go on.
I was driving to Rachel's, and there's this woman with her blinker on for, like, 10 miles! fucking turned!
I do that in my girlfriend's car.
Well, it would be better if she,
time.
Like, turned the opposite way of the blinker.
No, I started doing the blinker dance where I would put my blinker on going one way and then the other way and then the one way and then the other way. I'm like, this is what is fucking happening. Blinkers are happening when they shouldn't be happening. You dumb bitch, turn it off.
Was this on like a highway or like back roads?
No, I do that all the time in my girlfriend's
Don't
car.
Don't ever drive near me.
I do that
because
on
her blinker's really, really quiet, and I don't like fuck with her steering wheel adjustment because it's her car, and I don't drive it that often. And the steering wheel, the way it is, where I sit, it the wheel blocks right where the blinker thing is. So all the time, I fucking leave it on. And I have no idea. I've driven like 5 miles with it on, and I'm like, oops. I just go, hey babe, guess how long I had the blinker on for? Bet you can't guess. Been about 3 miles. It's like, wow. You fucking retard.
And then Steve's behind me, and he's screaming out the window that I should fucking die.
Just hear obscenities and then gunfire, screeching tires.
Hey, is that Steve?
Is he a gun?
Looks like a bunch of like those.
Hey,
like...
buddy, how's it? BAM! That's what you get!
So welcome to episode 5, the yelling show.
I'm away from the mic when I'm yelling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at this. Look at this right here. This is still you.
I feel like that's you.
No, that was also Steve.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. Oh, I never got to talk about my trip to Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? You went and saw Joan Rivers.
She was fucking hilarious. And I ran into my old boss. He lives in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's weird.
He works at, like, the theater on the weekends. And he was, like, ripping tickets and whatever.
Ha!
And I was like, hey, Gordon. And he was just like, yeah, there's been some crazy shit going on in the team since you've left. And I'm like, I left like 3-4 years ago.
What?
I used to work and do remodels and resets at Hannaford's.
Oh.
It was fucking fascinating.
Yeah.
And so when everybody's like, hey, where's that shit that I used to buy that was right here? And I go, I don't know. They moved it. Sorry. In fact, I moved it, and I'm a piece of shit to you.
I'm not going to tell you where it is because fuck off.
I don't actually work in this store. I'm just a guy that's ruining your day. You're welcome. But I saw that dude there, and I'm like, hey, Gordon, and he rips the ticket, and we go in, we watch the show, and she was fucking hilarious. Although the opener, sometimes the opener's somewhat good, but this particular opener, he did every, like, bad comedy cliche, and he just...
Did he have an instrument?
Yes.
Oh, what did he have?
He had the guitar,
okay.
And he was playing songs from the Three Stooges.
What?
So what was it, just...
I'm not even gonna sing it because it's gonna make me mad.
No, I understand. I understand though, because like I went and saw Lewis Black, and his opener was fucking awful.
Yeah, like I actually made Lewis Black laugh one time.
Yeah, he told me.
That's another story.
I made him chuckle to himself. Like, what the fuck am I doing? Because I had a giant blue tennis ball, and that's all I had. And I was like, "Hey, you signed my blue balls?" And he was like, "This fucking guy." He's like, what am I
doing? Had a very similar story, but so we see the show. She was hilarious. She kept on saying when she was like doing the show that she'll get to the material, but she was saying that through the entire show. So I'm assuming that was just her way of saying it's like in the comedy special Bill Cosby himself.
Yeah,
he does like a half an hour about people drinking and going to the dentist.
Yeah.
And then he after he's done with that, goes, I didn't come here to tell you that.
Yeah. And then starts talking about his life. And
fuck. So she does the show, and I go, hey, Gordon, what'd you think? And she's like, I think she's an asshole.
What?
She was just like, she was ripping on everybody, and I don't like that. She doesn't need to use the F-bomb every 5 seconds. And we're like, whatever, Gordon. Stop being such a stick in the mud.
Nerd.
We're like, she was amazing, and you're just a douche.
Why doesn't he like the F word?
I don't know.
Fuck.
It's a good one.
Yes, that's the word in question, Chris.
It bears repetition, and it was good. And then we go around, we're walking around, it's St. Patty's Day in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a college town. There's a bunch of douches running around.
Is it? I don't think I've been to Keene, New Hampshire since I've been born.
That's where you were born? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice little town, but it was just a bad day to be there.
Right.
And so there was just drunk girls yelling, oh, my God, this is so fun and shit. Yay. Oh, my God, my tits are out. Hooray.
Really? Wait
so you're saying this was a bad time?
I was with my lady friend, so
yeah,
I
but you can still
gawking at tits.
You don't have to gawk.
Oh,
you got to look in, look out.
I don't know if I actually ever saw a tits, and I was just saying stuff that drunk chicks would say.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, think, you know, New Hampshire doesn't really strike me as the tits out kind of.
Well, it was kind of cold that day, so yeah, it wasn't
tits. Well, I mean, live free or die.
I guess.
Tits out or die.
I like that. I'm starting my own state.
Seceding from the Union. Just make your own country.
Yeah, it'll be like that episode of Family Guy where Peter made...
Petoria or whatever it was.
Yeah, because his fucking house or whatever wasn't in America, technically, yeah. Due to some weird zoning issue.
What are you guys drinking?
The best beer I've ever had. It is, no joke, my favorite beer at the moment. Sam Adams 13th Hour.
Really? Part of the barrel
room? Belgian stout aged in oak barrels. It's really snotty and pretentious. And it's really good.
Let me tell you something. Best beer I ever had?
No.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, because it tastes like America. I mean,
it tastes like water and pee.
Like the two...
blue-collar
the
piss.
These two beers couldn't be further apart on the spectrum.
How much do you think that can cost total? Like a quarter?
The can?
No,
or
like
the beer inside of
the
it?
The beer and the can.
Probably the same price.
How much is the 30 rack? How much is the 30 rack?
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head.
Probably like $10.
If I shoot in my hand and then...
30 rack is not $10.
$10.
Okay. It's like, maybe if you get it on sale, like $20.
Okay, regardless.
20 to 23.
That thing was probably less than a dollar for that can of beer.
If I shit in my hand and then mush the shit into the can, it would probably taste better.
This bottle.
No way.
One single bottle, right? $11.
So who's getting more value?
That's a good question. It's all about perspective.
What's the alcohol
quantity
for value?
Versus quality?
Well, 9%. It's all going to get you drunk in the end, huh?
Right, and that's
how
many
ounces. You
should
pour it into your ass. You'll get drunk in the end.
Yeah.
And a 30 rack is how many ounces?
9.4 fluid ounces.
30 times...
8. Or is it 12? Are those 12-ounce cans?
I think...
Those are 8-ounce cans.
You guys are doing 12? Math that doesn't need to be done because it's obviously more economical
yeah,
for Chris to drink garbage.
To drink garbage beer. But yeah. I'm not drinking to get drunk right now. I'm drinking because Sam Adams' 13th Hour is fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's, that all has to come to our perspective. Like, you know, you find PBR to be delicious, so you're getting
fine.
A better deal. I find this to be way more delicious than PBR could ever be, so I'm getting the better deal. So
exactly.
Nope.
Nope. Wow. There goes Chris being a fucking asshole again. Real original.
Wow.
There goes Chris doing that thing that he does where he's the only one who's right.
You guys need to not live together anymore.
Yeah. Brian's like PMSing towards me.
I know,
today.
Right?
I don't know
what was that?
That was
Brian's
bad.
Like,
yeah, Brian. What
wife
is
it's just, you know, you just sit in the house. You don't even fucking clean. You know, whatever. I'll just do all the cooking. I guess that's cool.
Shut up, Dad.
Sorry.
You son. Called me Dad earlier. What the shit was that?
I did. He texted me. He's like, "We're doing the show tonight." I was like, "Sure thing, Dad."
I didn't. I was like hoping that he meant dude. or did you were like dad, like Marty McFly in Back to the Future? Like, listen, dad, daddy-o, because he's actually talking to his dad. And then I'm like,
Chris,
wait a minute.
By the way, that was a joke. I don't
see Brian. You in jokes?
I'm not very good at them. No, but like,
why did the chicken cross the road? His intention was to get to the other side, but he got hit by a car.
That's unfortunate.
Damn.
But I thought, I was like, I was starting to get worried, and I'm like, is Brian from the future, and am I his father?
Really?
That was the only thought that crossed your mind.
You are 11 years older than me. I could potentially be your son.
Yeah, but I wasn't jizzing into vaginas back when I was 11.
I'm saying if you jack it off into a pool.
If you jack it off into a pool, it's
yeah,
instantly
it was just like,
dead.
It was,
did I ever tell you this story about the time I jacked off in a jacuzzi?
Like no. Into it, or were you in it?
I was in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Just standing near it.
Just like, hey guys, having a little soak. Just.
And they'll just stand and be like, ah! For
no,
like 5 minutes.
Well, you enjoy
I don't think
that.
I've ever actually jacked off in like a public area. That was a lie, by the way. I don't think I've ever actually taken care of business in a public
Wait
scenario.
A minute. I'm calling bullshit because I know that you got it into the pool.
Yeah, it's getting it in. It's not jacking off. It's getting it in.
Well, that's taking it out, so that's...
Right, that's
Wait, so did you jizz in the pool? Yes
no.
Or no? No?
No.
In the jacuzzi?
The
no.
The
it was in the...
No.
No?
But I did find out that my girlfriend cannot make out underwater. She listens to the show.
Yay.
So there was no jizz ever.
There was no jizz.
But
in
he
any
did
pool.
Get it into the pool. That pool is forever tainted for me. I can't go in that pool anymore.
Yes, you will, though, because it's fucking awesome.
I go straight to the hot tub. Fuck it. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this is a Maine story or something.
Yeah, it's from Maine. The pool. It's an outdoor pool, and it's
what town in Maine?
Out.
Newry.
Where's
never,
that?
Never heard of it.
It's Bethel.
Oh. You're super low in the mix.
No,
I'm really
fine.
Far away from the mic right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but he always
if
ends up
COVID.
Sounding fine. In the,
yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. I don't get it. You know, I gotta go pee.
It's in the middle of fuck nowhere. It's,
Brian's
it's...
taking a break. Take yeah. some sake with you.
Can you grab yeah. me a glass, Mike?
Oh, what I'm gonna do is put this in the sink filled with hot water.
Oh,
that's
thank
a good
you.
Idea because that's the way. Well, I don't, why am I yelling?
That's the way the Asians
that's,
drink
oh
it.
Oh my god, Chris, can you put it on like a lava lamp base?
I don't know. Probably.
So what's he yelling about?
So the trick is with sake, bad sake, you're supposed to drink
you're
it
supposed
warm.
Supposed to heat it up, yeah.
Yeah. Is good sake,
trick?
You can drink cold.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Steve knows what's up.
I didn't know that. I just enjoy it warm.
That's why a lot of places will serve sake warm is because it's not good. Whereas like good unfiltered sake, you can just drink straight and it will taste great all the time.
But what if you drink it gay?
It's gonna taste great, but just gay.
It will taste the same. You'll just be really gay.
It's gonna taste like Santorum.
Gross. But no, like.
Yes, but.
I thought I thought it was just a tradition to drink it warm.
I suppose it's a tradition when you have shitty
booze. Yeah, it's a tradition when the sake is gross.
Like, here's the thing. You feel like Path Blue Ribbon is shitty, but you wouldn't want to drink it warm.
Yeah, well.
Right. But the difference is that, like, warm sake is okay.
But warm beer typically isn't.
Gotcha.
Don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. Drink a PBR warm and tell me it enhances the flavor.
What if that was the secret?
Well, then I'll be shocked, okay? I will be.
What kind of beer do you drink warm? I know that somebody drinks their beer warm.
It's not me.
I mean, not like someone in this room.
Someone here.
Like, there's some country.
The British allegedly do, but I watched a special Rachel brought over this thing called Three Sheets. It's a dude that just goes to different countries and gets drunk.
Yeah.
And he just...
Is this like something you can sign up to do?
No. It's one of those travel shows, but like they throw a little education on you while the dude gets drunk. So it's like,
That always drives me crazy too, that there's all these travel and food shows where, like, who the hell are these people that get chosen? They're like, you know what? We have this job for you. And you're basically going to do all the cool stuff everyone in the world wants to do, and we're going to pay you for it, and you'll have a great time.
You just have to be that guy.
You have to be, like, entertaining and, you know, able to get drunk often.
Well, I fit that criteria perfectly.
Okay.
Well, then send an application.
Quick, get to the Caribbean.
I live in almost a constant state of drunkenness.
Call up the Travel Channel and let's get fucking Luke Goes Wild.
Chris, what do you drink sake out of?
Anything.
Usually those little teeny cups.
They have, like, tiny, like, thimble size.
If you want to be a giant weeboo, you get the small...
Fuck that, we're drinking it out of big glasses. We're getting dumb.
Yeah,
we're getting dumb.
It's all sake is rice wine, so you drink it fucking however you want.
Yeah, you can
drink it out of the bottle.
You gotta drink it hot, though, right?
This particular one I would recommend drinking hot. Yeah,
it's sitting in hot water right now.
We actually had that discussion while we were gone, so. You get to not find out the answer.
Until you listen to it.
Listen to the replay.
We need a stenographer.
Do we? Hey,
no.
Yeah, we need another person who's making noise.
Just in the background all the time. It's like click, 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 click.
Yeah, it would be like the news with Mike intro.
You can't even use a computer. You gotta do it on a typewriter.
Right.
It's not even a typewriter. The machine they have is like...
It's got like 8 keys.
Yeah, isn't it like
shorthand.
Words?
No, it's shorthand. It's like its own language almost. It's weird.
Like actually, midget.
Like they like remove like non-essential letters from the words that make them still legible.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like every word is... like 3 to 4 letters long.
How much do you think they would get paid?
Probably a lot, because that's a very, very specific skill set.
And you got to be real good at it, because if you fuck up, you're fucked up.
But see, this
some
day
guy
age,
goes to prison for his whole life.
In this day and age is almost unnecessary, because we have so much, you know.
Everything's recorded on video.
So like,
yeah, we record it, and they have that Dragon software that can like record like
voice to speech or voice to text or whatever.
Yeah, you type out what the hell you're saying, right. Unless you got a crazy stupid accent.
So it's like it's the kind of thing that we only keep around just for the sake of tradition. You know, it's kind of
to make the courts. Take forever.
Yeah. Right.
Dude, I went to go fucking serve on jury duty, and when they're picking out the jurors, they had a stenographer in there for them to go, number 34.
Like, did you get called in?
Yeah, I didn't have to serve. I got to go home, and that means I get 3 years of free non-jury duty life.
They actually called me in, and then they later said, no, we don't need you, so I didn't even have to go in. Like,
fucking,
did you still get exempt for 3 years?
Yeah, for 3 years. Huh. It was really fucking, I had to change the date, but even then they were like, we don't need you. I'm like, okay.
I went in, I was juror number 40 goddamn 4, so I had to sit there and fucking wait. They had to fill, I think, 12 seats, right? They fill 12 seats, and then they all convene. They're like, well, I don't like that juror. Well, that guy's kind of an asshole.
Were they rural jurors?
Yeah, they...
Rural.
And then, no real good and then, the, oh, no, and then word. What they do this thing, for anyone who's not so jury, they're like, okay, juror number 4, 5, and 8. We don't need you. Go home. And then they got to pick 3 more, and they kept doing that, and kept doing it, and it got to number 43. And then they filled the last seat, and I was like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Granted, I would never have to serve on a jury fucking anyway.
Why?
Because my dad's a retired police officer. I'm biased.
Okay.
And biased like, towards what?
The police officer. Police officer would never arrest someone if they weren't guilty. That's
real good juror.
That's how he gets out of jury duty. Because my dad's a police officer. Yes, I'm biased.
I literally would just say that.
Like, you know how you get out of jury hate, like a specific race.
You actually, some guy went to jury duty in his Klan robes, and they were like, "Okay, no,
they can't."
That's when you're deliberately just trying to get out of jury duty. You can't.
Well,
isn't that what? What are they going to take the chance? Like, nah, he's bluffing. It, like, turns out
no
he
one,
actually has
no
lynched,
one's that
like,
retarded.
Tons of
right?
People.
They're calling a Klan's member's bluff.
You just drinking all my scotch? I didn't mean for you to drink it all, dickhead.
I'm gonna drink it all. You can't even literally the sips you can take out of this flask are like
micro sips.
Couple like I. Have better luck with like a fucking
is that like a
syringe, like a little dropper
or a micro penis?
Yeah,
Ew,
micro penis is weird.
What?
Is this a previous show? That, like,
no, micro penis. Oh,
yeah,
gross.
Like micro penis is an actual thing. Like it's a condition. Who it's drinks like out of a flask like that?
Drink it the other
you,
way.
You know, I got it. Like I'm trying something new here, and it didn't work.
You just look like an idiot.
I was like, this will look cooler.
What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I tried it that way and it didn't work. Okay.
There's a reason why the flask designed
Do not
that way.
Search
practicing
for micro-penis.
Philosophy, right? I'm living and learning.
Oh, okay.
No.
What are you checking your email?
Look for micro penis.
He's looking for micro penis.
Don't.
Why does he have an email about micro penis?
That's a pretty
See, those
small
are
penis.
Really tiny penises. This is on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Penis on Wikipedia?
Look at, this is a hard
as long
one.
As it's
That's a hard
As day. Long as it's a micro penis, you can show it on Wikipedia.
Really? As long as it's not a normal penis.
That's a hard
normal
dick.
Boobs.
Yeah, that's a hard dick.
How many inches is that?
Less
roughly.
Than one.
I was going to say, it looks like
That is just unfortunate. That makes me sad.
Why? Because I feel like that makes
me
happy.
My dick's bigger than that.
Wait, so why does that make you sad?
Because people have smaller dicks than me.
So...
I like that guy's boobs.
Oh yeah, like not only does he have micro penis.
No, that's the thing that actually comes hand in hand with micro penis usually is big old nipples.
Really? Like
pepperoni nips.
Yeah.
Like if your life didn't suck enough.
Stop showing micro dick. This guy has a foreskin, so it makes it even worse.
What is it? How does micro penis even happen?
It means, like,
well,
I don't know.
If he actually read
genetics.
The Wikipedia, he could probably tell you.
Oh,
just looking at
no,
the fucking pictures.
Why does
Brian reads the internet.
Why does it occur?
Yeah.
Causes.
Causes. Of the abnormal conditions associated with micropenis, most of the conditions are reduced prenatal androgen production or effect. Such as abnormal testicular development. Specific by blah, 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 blah. You had a fucked up baby. Micropenis can also occur as part of many genetic malformation syndromes that do not involve the sex chromosomes. Ooh, sex chromosomes. It is sometimes a sign of congenital growth hormone deficiency or cognitive hypotyroidism. Several homeopathies. Fucking dumb. Okay.
So basically it's a birth defect.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, most 14-year-old boys referred for micropenis do not have micropenis. Such concerns are usually explained by one of the following. A penis concealed in suprapubic fat.
Pubis!
It says suprapubic. Supra. Toyota suprapubic fat. Two.
Every 35 pounds you lose, you'll gain another inch of dick.
Yeah, two. A large body and frame for which a prepubal penis simply appears too small. And three, delayed puberty with every reason to expect good future growth.
Wink!
Yay! You got a wiener!
Let's get rid of...
Yeah, let's stop talking about micropenis. This is weird.
Well, you brought it up!
No, I did not bring it up! Steve fucking brought it up!
Steve, you brought it up!
Okay, well, I'm not going to deny that, but I was just... It was just in passing. I didn't say, let's do more research.
Well, well, you should have expected.
Luke was the here one who demanded more research.
Here on Hot Sauce Enema, we bring you the facts, so.
Nothing but the facts.
just the facts, man.
And otherwise, you go order, you fucking owe someone a beer, so.
I don't owe anybody a beer.
No, no, I'm saying if you don't have the facts, you owe someone a beer. That's yeah. That's our.
Right, like if micropenis didn't exist.
Right.
They no, but exist. I backed him on that. I knew that. I'm on the internet a lot.
Good.
A lot, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that time that Steve mentioned that fake dick cum porn, and I found it in under a minute.
Like, that under was a second. Weird. You already you knew had it where to go.
I didn't have a bookmark.
I feel like that's bullshit.
Why would I have that? No, I'm not into fake dick porn, okay?
That, no, you and it wasn't, Luke are.
The, no, that's, that no, was hold on. OG Mud Bone is hysterical.
The focus was not the fake dick. It was like the boatloads of cum.
Oh, yes.
Was,
yeah, the literally like painter cum. Bucket fulls of like
no,
fake
no, we were talking
jism.
About slime hole is what we were talking about. The glory
oh,
hole fake
oh,
dicks.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
See, Luke knows exactly.
Like,
yeah,
oh, yeah. Brian are a connoisseur of bizarre porn. You know,
how yeah. many Bang Bros passwords do you have? I got like 4 right now.
What? All mine don't work anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
You, like search on the internet for them or something.
Yeah, there's ways to come about them. Yeah.
Come about.
Them. they usually last a couple, like a month, maybe 2 months, and then like oh Bang Bros figures it out, and they're like, "The fuck no," and then just like deactivate.
Or you know, the subscription expired for that account.
Yeah, something like that.
I got a pal of mine in trouble. When I had moved to North Carolina, he gave me his password to his internet porn site, and I've forgotten the password, and I sent him a MySpace message or something, and I was like, hey, what's the password to that porn site you let me have the password to? And his girlfriend was, like, suspicious of him cheating. So she had looked at his MySpace and went, what are you looking at this porn site? And then, you know, I was like, sorry, dude. And then, like, he had to get rid of his porn site.
What?
I don't know.
Did he dump that chick?
Yeah.
No, he had a baby with her.
Oh.
Any girl that doesn't let you watch porn is a fucking cunt.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Pretty much.
No, because no, right. Listen, if you don't watch porn, you're going to cheat.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
No, because you need to see then. Other tits.
No, that's not necessarily
that's,
true.
Yeah, it's not true.
But
you just need to see tits in general.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's
cheers to tits.
Yeah. I actually,
you know what? I can't test that hypothesis because there's no situation under which it's testable. Like, you would have to have a situation where a person had no access to other tits and then prove they need.
But you can jerk off without pornography. I mean, you could like
going stale fish is rough though.
It's doable.
It's not as good.
It's usually doable like fresh off of like
no,
an awesome sexcapade that happened like the night previous
or sweet sex dream.
That too.
No, what you could do though is you could like stand on your bathroom sink and turn around and jack off to your own ass.
All right, I'm.
That's a really obscure reference. I don't think anybody caught that. But,
I
get
it. I hope you were gonna say stand in the place where you live.
No, or you could press your butt cheeks together and make them look like boobs, and then have your friends jack off, and y'all take turns.
What? Do they jack off on your ass?
No, not on your ass. To your ass.
Yeah, right? We were talking about tits not 2 seconds ago, I swear.
What just happened?
Yo, like, I forget who was telling me, but someone was telling me a story, like, that the football team at their high school would all get together and
circle. Oh, yeah, turn the lights off and jack off. Who was telling us that?
I forget, but, like...
They're like, no, it's not... It was Steve Chung.
Oh, yeah.
He was telling us that, yeah. Do you want me to tell it or do you want to tell
you
it?
You can tell it.
The football team used to, like, go in all together, and they would just jack off together, like, in a circle. They'd all jack off.
Yeah.
But they would turn off the lights, so they couldn't, like, see each other, and that's why it wasn't gay.
Well, I'm assuming they're watching
so wait,
porn.
So they would all just ejaculate into, like, where
that
were
sounds
the
like
locker
a Republican.
Room?
No, I feel like
they take, like, use each other's houses, like, this week we can jerk off in my basement.
Room. Hey, what are you guys doing down there? Shower.
Nothing! Don't turn the lights on! Mom, go away!
God, we are, this is the peak show, by the way.
the game show, I guess.
I know, right?
Except for me when I'm not yelling.
No, Luke comes back to the show and it's instantly Dick Talk Radio. Hey, welcome to Dick Talk Radio.
Like, I don't even talk. I'm just going to
Dick Talk casuals. Radio.
Yeah,
I'm
we have
host.
Been talking lots of dicks tonight. Jesus Christ.
I'm your host.
We should just rename the show the Philosophy Dick Show.
Dick Hole Enemy.
Oh, yeah, Philosophy. So, Chris, how's your outlook on life?
It's bleak.
Oh, literally, you got a motorbike now. You should be happy.
Got a motorcycle, dude.
Oh, dude, speaking of which.
Did you get into an accident yet?
No, I was driving at night, which I shouldn't have been.
Yeah,
were you wearing sunglasses as well?
Yeah, basically. Anyway.
No one caught the joke.
I did, but I just decided to be like,
caught it.
Don't laugh it.
Ignore it.
Don't laugh at my jokes. I hate it when people laugh.
Anyway, so I was driving home and I see this deer like about to run into the road and I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. I pooped myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you actually
poop? No, I did not actually poop myself. But
don't lie to me. I want to hear about poop
because you did poop yourself once after getting a blowjob.
What?
Right, yeah, that is a true story.
What fun.
But no, this story...
release. It would feel pretty good, but I don't know if it was...
Well, no, it wasn't directly after.
No, he fell asleep, and then he pooped.
I'm assuming you were drunk or something.
Well, you're just so...
Okay, here's the story.
Did you have the flu?
Here's the story. This is the first night I had ever drinking Four Loko. And this was original Four Loko.
Magical Four Loko.
And so...
That shit was gross.
It
still is gross.
I get to the party, and everyone's playing that game. I don't know what it's called, but anyways...
Drink Four Loko, and then you feel shitty and
asshole,
shit yourself later?
It was Kings.
Oh, okay. Kings? I like Kings.
So Kings is going on. I join in. Hey, guys. Whip out my Four Loko. Nothing's wrong here. A waterfall happens instantaneously. So I think it's a great idea to waterfall with my Four Loko.
And be a badass and hold it way longer than everyone else.
Right. So I drink, I like down half of it. And then like 3 seconds later, I'm instantly drunk.
And fucking bouncing off the walls because it's right. Mixing uppers and downers, which is a great idea.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
let's have Jaeger and Red Bull.
So anyway, so the party's going on. There's a couple of chicks there. None of them too attractive. Anyway.
No one's standing out.
There's this one fat girl.
Nice.
Which I'm not too proud about. At the end of the night.
Oh, whatever.
At the end of the night, it's just like the kid's roommates he was living with and this fat girl, and we're all just sitting at a table. And then.
Sitting on a table?
At the table.
Shitting at the table?
But, like, for whatever reason, me and this fat girl are like, yeah, let's go make out right now. I don't know how it happened. I'm on Four Loko.
Sounds like a prescription.
we go into, like, the living room, start making out. I start fingering her. She whips my dick out. She's jerking me off. And then... Like,
is she at least like one of those like hot fat girls with like the huge boobs?
No.
Just bad all around.
I
hope she listens to the show.
Nobody listens to the show.
A lot of people listen to the show.
So anyway, actually the kid whose party I was at, he listened to the show last week, so he'll probably hear the story. It's my buddy Ned. Anyway.
Hi, Ned.
So he comes in the room, sees us like jerking each other off, and he's like,
"What? With, she had a dick too?"
No, he's just like
ridiculous scenario I've ever been in.
Mind you, this is the end of the party, so we're like some of the only ones there, and he's like, "Okay, off the couch," and we're like, "Oops,
oops."
So we zip our shit
so
up.
So he saw your dick.
Maybe. I don't know.
Everybody sees his dick, apparently.
I've seen Chris's
listen,
dick.
Listen, you're friends with someone long enough, you're bound to see their dick.
Rule of D's, then you gotta show them your dick.
Right.
Or else it's just unbalanced.
Unbalanced in the universe.
I'm glad I'm not in a situation where you guys would see my dick.
I know that face, man. You saw a dick.
So anyway, the party's over. We go outside. I'm like, hey, that chick, blah, 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 let's talk. And so her her and her gay friend who she was with get into her car. We're all in her car, and she starts blowing me. We're in the back seat. The gay dude's in the front seat. And
was
so
he watching?
Yeah, he was watching.
Was he jacking off? When can I have my turn?
Why does he blow me?
Anyway, so the blowjob happens. I blow my load.
Did you make eye contact with him?
No.
Okay.
I was trying to, like,
were you guys, like, driving, or were you just, like, parked?
We were just parked in Woonsocket.
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Oh, my God, you go to TGA.
Anyway, so she blows me. I'm like, oh, thanks. I get out of the car, and she's like, so you should add me on, like, Facebook. And I'm like, nope.
Did you actually say no?
I was like, you can add me, but I am not gonna go out of my way.
Did you actually say that?
Yes, I actually said something.
But then you added her gay friend because you guys locked eyes.
Right, we fell in love. We're getting married in June.
Neat.
So anyway, I stumbled back to my car. Well, first I went for a jog. Because I was like, I am way too drunk to drive.
Okay, jogging is just going to make your blood circulate faster and get the alcohol throughout your system faster.
And then you shoot yourself while you're jogging?
That's the point. Well, no. I came back from the jog, and I was paranoid that coughs were going to come, and I was going to be intoxicated in public.
It's better than DUI.
Right, yeah. It is. But then I was like, I'm done jogging. Fuck this. I'm just going to try and sleep it off. So I go in my car.
Back seat?
Front seat. Keys weren't in.
So you're good. Yeah.
You're good. You're safe.
Yeah. But keys aren't in, you're safe.
Backseat is the preferable option and no keys in.
It was a Ford Probe.
Yeah, so it's a two-door backseat limited. Ford Probe because you were probing some throat.
Right. And
with his penis.
So I woke up. I woke up, and you know when you shit yourself.
You just open your eyes and just, oh, no.
I forgot that's where the story led.
And so I was like, oh, this sucks. So I drove home.
Shitty drawers.
My pants. I might have stopped at, like, some sort of convenience store.
They would have at least, like, go to the bathroom and just, like, ditch, like, just fucking.
I searched, you know, just, like, just to wipe.
To Target and bought some underpants and new pants.
Hey, dude, like
Target isn't open. Yeah, Target isn't open at, like, 3 in the morning.
Okay, well.
Chris, like, talks to me the next day. He's like, dude,
Marshalls.
He comes up, he's like, dude, I just, like, shit my pants last night. It was a crazy party. I'm going to pull a job and I shit myself.
All right, someone literally, like, came into my room and was like, oh, hey, dude, how was last night? Oh, dude, it was pretty sick. You know, party was great. You know, got drunk, got my dick sucked, shit my pants. It was a pretty good night.
All in all, a successful evening.
Hands down, I would agree with that.
Absolutely.
But I will say, it wasn't like a full shit.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. Like, what kind of volume of shit?
It wasn't like.
Was it like solid?
No.
Oh. It's never solid, is it? No. I want to shit my pants someday and I can reach in and just chuck it and be
done. No mess. He's like, oh, what is this? Oh, like, damn it.
Darn, I shit myself.
This happens like almost every time I spend the evening with my lady. I wake up in the middle of the night because I'm having like one of those dreams where you get up to go pee. And then you're like, oh my god, I'm sleeping. Did I pee? And
then, well, like, that's happening so many times.
No, and like, that happens to me. I never pee. But sometimes I wake myself up farting. Like, I fart so hard. No, like, it's better. And I'm always in panic mode because I clench it off. And if you ever tried to clench off a fart halfway through, it feels like you were shitting. And you clench off a shit. So I'm like, oh my god, did I poop? Did I just poop everywhere? Holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
My girlfriend's gonna break up with me. She's gonna break up with me.
Yeah, I'm like with your asshole wide open going,
But yeah, like I just always have that philosophy, ladies.
On that note, I literally had one of those dreams where I was peeing the other day, and you know, I'm in the dream. It was like a normal dream, like I was at work.
And then you start peeing in your dream, right. And you realize you're not actually peeing, and then
exactly,
it's like,
it hit me. I was like, no, this is a dream, and literally, I started to, And I like ninja reflexes. I just snatched my dick. Like immediately. And like, so it was just like a couple drops that started. I'm like, yeah. Like, jumped out of bed and like ran into the bathroom and released
it. The last time
you just run
myself
through your house holding your dick. Your okay. mom's like, Luke, okay, what's Luke's, wrong?
No, from fucking Luke's bedroom to his bathroom is literally like
2 feet.
2 feet. I'm not even joking.
I could literally take one big step and get into my bathroom from my room.
Yeah, without touching floor in between the two. Like exactly. It's possible.
I want candy, bubble gum, and taffy.
What?
What?
No, the last time I peed myself was in Man Cave 1.0. I fell asleep on the couch.
On that couch you peed in this house?
Right now! Just listen.
I'm sitting
bit,
and
like,
pee!
No! No, this is a very little bit. Like, I started peeing, I was like, oh my god, I'm sleeping! And I woke up. And then I was like it just enough to make a spot about, it was almost like a wet dream sized spot on my pants.
Have you ever full blown just pissed your pants while you're sleeping?
Oh yeah.
That is the fucking worst.
Like once definitely. As an adult, I think I've done that. It's awful.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Yeah.
There was one time in college where, yeah,
sometimes you just fucking
thank God it's never been with a woman.
Yeah. I've been
that is my
enough.
Fear every time I go to bed with a woman.
Yeah, you're afraid you're going to pee in her butt.
Please don't pee. Please don't shit. Yeah. Please don't wake up and puke everywhere.
Because like,
really, those are the three things I hope for every night.
You wake up covered in your own pee. It's like, okay,
you
this sucks.
Got to
clean the sheets. You wake up and your girlfriend wakes up covered in your pee.
No, Chris, here's what you do. You just fucking no.
Wear
listen,
shorts.
Listen. No, listen.
What?
No, shut
to bed.
You pee, right? You pee the fucking bed. You sleep naked because any grown adult sleeps naked.
You I guess I'm not a grown adult because I like wearing PJs because I don't like being nude.
Nerd. And then you pee the bed, right?
And on purpose?
No.
Shut up!
You pee the bed. And so you gotta hope to God she didn't wake up while you were peeing, right? And you get up, you fucking clean yourself off, right? And try to like scoot her in the pee. Or move her like super super fast and super dramatically in the pee, and then like be standing there and be like, "Oh my god, Ben, you peed! What the hell?"
Do you want to hear a funny story about peeing
with
a female in the bed with
girlfriend.
You?
Only in the shower,
Brian. You'd appreciate
funny.
This too.
Go,
Katie Roos. I believe you know.
Yeah.
Bring up specific names.
Yeah.
I'm familiar
with King Roos. I'm calling you out.
Yeah,
I've felt the inside shapes of her.
Yes.
Have
my...
you, Luke?
No, I have not.
Not with my
but
penis.
But he did pee
not
on her.
With my penis.
Because of said stories I'm about to explain.
Wait, scale from 1 to 38.
Attractiveness?
Yeah.
22.
Okay.
No,
all right.
I'd give her a little bit higher.
She's got like weird eyes. I don't know. Anyways. Moving on. So I go to a party at like friend's house, whatever. Party house. It was Elm Street. I don't know
Elm Street.
That, but huge party house. And
yeah.
This girl is always there, and she's like kind of has a reputation of being the sloppy drunk like slut that sleeps with everything. And then I find out there's this
except
rumor.
You.
Well, trust me. And then I hear the added rumor of the bed that's in the living room here that most of us had slept on at one point, passing out there. One night she passed out and just violently pissed herself. Yeah, there she is. Picture brought up for
you
guys.
I'd hit it.
Yeah.
For those of you playing at home.
So she like violently peed all over herself on this couch.
Oh, dude, she's got a great body.
Yeah, she's a pretty decent body. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Anyways.
So what's wrong with this girl?
Hear me? No,
she's sloppy.
Very sloppy.
Chris, here you go.
There's a bikini pic.
There you go, buddy.
2010.
Oh, damn, so close.
So yeah, so I heard that she peed all over the couch. I'm like, all right, well, that's like embarrassing for her because everyone knows this now. But then I found out later on, same house, different party, was with like the guy that she was sleeping with at the time. I wouldn't even call it her boyfriend. They go down to the basement to where there's like this mattress, I guess, and just make a bed out of it. And they go to pass out, and she wakes up having pissed all over herself and in the bed.
Yeah.
So obviously she has the instant panic that we all are fearing of, oh my god, what about him? So he wakes up and he rolls over and he asks her and he's like, did you pee in the bed? And she go and she just in embarrassment says, oh, yeah. He goes, thank God, because I think I did too. And like, they had like a bonding moment where they both
and then they made out and rolled around in the pee.
No, I literally think they fucked like right out, like in their piss mattress.
Hey, hey, babe, did you pee the bed?
Yeah. That's the worst part about
me too.
Literally, I think it's very similar to how it happened.
That's the worst part about peeing in like a bed versus like when you're crashing on a couch. Peeing in a bed, you gotta replace the mattress. Like, that's expensive. Replacing a couch cushion is maybe like $100.
That's why I think like, listen, it should be like part of like college, like indoctrinate, like your freshman year, like welcoming thing. It should be like, get one of those like little kid piss the bed like liners.
Cause you're gonna piss the bed.
Cause at one point you're gonna get blackout and piss yourself.
I feel like if anybody pisses on anything I own aside from myself, I would want to replace it regardless.
Yeah, even if it was
a
couch.
What if it was a dog?
Okay, dogs are different.
I peed on a dog once.
Oh, I gotta replace my dog.
Did you did you lift up your leg when you were doing it?
That
was
dog.
A lie also. Remember, everything I say is a lie.
What a fuck.
You ever use a dog as a towel?
Yes.
That's gross.
Absolutely.
It would make me feel dirty again. I'd have to pee again.
Just for your hands, asshole.
Ugh, no.
Yeah,
no,
not for your whole butt. Not you step out of the shower.
Your dog and just... rubbing your balls with the dog.
How is that making your hands dirty immediately after cleaning them?
Not if you clean your dogs.
Yeah, I'm obviously always cleaning dogs. Just so I can wipe my hands on them.
Why do you think people own dogs?
So they can have a companion.
They're portable towels.
That's the only reason I have my dogs, portable towels. And to attack Steve every time he walks in.
Why do your dogs hate everybody so much?
They really do.
They were totally fucking cool with Lee today. It was crazy.
It was nuts. That was the first time they heard freak the fuck out.
Lee and I walk in the house, the dog's like, sup? And it's like they didn't budge.
They never ever do that.
There's like initiation. You know?
Steve, I feel like
next week
he's
been hazing
Lee
for like his whole time.
We gotta stop putting them outside when Steve comes over, because that makes them think that they're not allowed to see Steve, and that makes them want to see him more.
All right, fine. I'll knock at the door. They'll bark. They'll try to bite me. It'll
do
be
not
hilarious.
Knock. Whatever you
your
do.
Your dad just said to knock.
No, he said don't knock.
Don't knock. He's,
you're not supposed to knock.
You just walk straight.
It's really
walk
fucking
in.
Weird. I know, because I'm like,
I'm like that. I was taught like from.
No,
when
I know.
I
was too.
Kid.
I was too. Don't my house. Don't knock. We know you're coming. Just walk in. It's really okay. Worst case scenario, I'm down here, and my dad says, oh, good, Brian's downstairs.
All right, I won't knock.
It's really
fucking...
I know. I get the
it's
same
It's a little
thing.
Weird the first couple times, but then you'll be fine.
Hi, I'm a person that doesn't belong here, and I'm here!
You belong here every Monday, Steve.
All right, fine.
You belong in my heart.
Every Monday night. Pew, pew, pew!
Let's call it quits. I think we got an hour in.
Oh, yeah, we got well over an hour.
Do
Let's
we?
Fucking quit it.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, it's like
about?
8:30.
Let's get some burgers in us.
Final thoughts, Chris.
Final thoughts. Philosophy, fuck that shit. That's it.
So we're going around in circles. Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Luke.
So, final
we're
thoughts.
The circle jerks.
YOLO.
Oh, my God, no. No, take it back.
All day, every day, every day.
Yeah. No, that's my final thought.
My final thought on philosophy is that life is philosophy, and the words that we're saying, despite having a lot of dicks in them, are philosophical in a way.
We're writing history is
so
what we're doing.
Take that, dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lee, final thoughts.
My final thought is whether you're a Lockean or a Hobbesian, however you view life, it's all about whatever you make of it. So, you know, just don't worry about what some French philosopher said in the 1700s.
Let's all give him a hug.
What are those words?
And that's the end of the show.
Wait, no, Brian, your final thoughts.
Why do you always want to skip out on the
fucking you can't get out.
I don't say things, do this thing, but I don't want to do it because
Brian.
Like to try to get
you know
away
what?
With it.
You're a piece of shit.
One day I'll totally get away with it, and then we'll stop the recording. You guys, wait a minute, wait. Hold the phone.
Like, you're not. It's not happening. It's not happening.
What are your final thoughts on philosophy? Well, I think you should live your own life and not try to, you know, go to someone else's idea of what life should be. So start an internet radio show and talk about dicks a whole bunch. And with that, we'll end the show. It's been the Hot Sauce Cinema Show. We'll see you.
Number five,
the philosophy show.
It's burger time.
We'll see you next week. from the hot sauce and I'm a shoo!
Nice.